Well, good morning, my TMC family. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we just praise your holy name. In you, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in your holy name. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful blessings that you've given us. Lord, just waking up this morning and enjoying your beautiful, glorious day that you have made, Lord, and we're just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for blessing us with this call, the Master's Call, and with our beautiful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our beautiful Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for refreshing them and blessing them to your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. We thank you, Lord, for our artists, Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist, distributor, and customer. Lord, we just thank you for giving them your kingdom strategies and doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine according to your power working within us. Lord, we also thank you for our TMC family in the body of Christ. Lord, we thank you for every single speaker and listener on the call this morning and who is going to be listening later on. And we thank you for opening our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, our spiritual heart to hear and receive everything that you have for us. Lord, we love you and we agree that your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call and Artist Life International, as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, and it is a Jesus joy to greet you on this beautiful, for we trust in his holy name, Thursday. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Good morning.
Can you hear me, Minister? Rebecca, thank you so much. And this is Minister Willa. And thank you for that tagline, we trust in this holy name, Thursday. Good morning, my TMC family. And on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. This is the Master's Call, and we are so excited that you decided to start your day off here with us. We have been here for over 6 years now. And on every Monday through Friday morning. So we thank God for your faithfulness. Here at the Master's Call, it's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our mission statement for the Master's Call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. The foundational scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. And we have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you happen to want to go back and hear the message for today, or if you want to share it with someone, you can go to our playback, which is 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. We have been so blessed and with all the modern technology we have that we have been able to archive all the messages from the very inception of this call. So in order to go to hear a message, to bless you or to bless someone else, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you will find a buffet of messages awaiting you. Now, if you have trouble getting on because you have T-Mobile or some other service that will not allow you to get on without having to pay a charge, you can go to, it's a bridge number, and that number is 857 857-1147, and you just follow the prompts. Again, 857-957-1147, and follow the prompts. Excuse me. Now, as you know, we are a place of prayer. We love to get your prayer requests, but we love, love, love as well to see how God has blessed and answered those prayer requests. And as you know, we hold over a little bit longer on Fridays so we can hear you in person. But if it's not a Friday, and if you have something that you want us to pray about, or if you have a praise report that you want to share, you can go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and put your prayer request there and your praise report. And please know that we do pray for you. Now, you've heard us say, if you haven't been here if you've been here before, and if you are a first-time listener, we always, always, always extend an invitation for you to be a greeter, as Minister Rebecca so eloquently did, along with Little Minister Gracie, or you can be a prayer warrior, as you are a host, as you hear me doing, or perhaps the Lord has put a message on your heart that you are just busting all over because the Holy Spirit is leading you to share that message. Well, you can let us know by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And I would guarantee you that our beautiful, wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, will be in touch with you. We always welcome you to join us. Now, the company that brought us all together is Artists International, which is now Artist Life, which is founded over 25 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family. God gave Papa Diaz de Leon a mission and a mandate, and because of his success, because of his obedience to God, so many lives have been changed. And if you want to know more about the company, get with the person who told you about Artist Life. I'm sure they would be happy to share it with you, because an appointment with Artist will change your life forever. Now, we have an exciting conference coming up. That conference is just right around the corner, and it's Artists United Conference. It's September 22nd through September 24th in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Monte Carlo Hotel. And our very own pastor, Lavanya Lewis, will be bringing the word. So we know that you are going to want to not only get there so that you can see how to be more successful in artist life, but also to hear a rich word that we know will come from her. So I want to tell you about the morning motivational call that is right after this call, every Monday through Friday. And you can go to get on that call, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617#. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617#. You're going to want to go there. Again, now it is time for me to introduce our speaker, and I will come back with the announcements after we hear our speaker, whom I refer to as my directional sister, who is from the Bronx, the Bronx, New York, none other but our very own Minister Cynthia Cox. The Honorable Minister Cox entered the political world in 2006 as a 79th Assembly District female state committee member. In 2008, Minister Cox was elected to the 79th AD female district leader and has held that position for well over 7 years. Minister Cox serves as a DC 37 union member and is a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NAACP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings. You all hear me, she sings. Because, you know, I want to be a singer. I think I am. But anyway, she sings gospel at the AME's Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Minister Cynthia holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the New York Police Department's Citizens Police. Minister Cynthia is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. And I love what she always says. It is always good to do good. And we know Minister Cynthia as a person who always brings out the best in others. We say she may be a little piece of leather, but she is well put together. And I love her dearly. So I will take no further time. I will now present to some of you who are on the line and introduce to others my directional sister from the Bronx, New York, Minister Cynthia Cox. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, Minister Willer, I thank you for that. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you, and the floor is yours.
Good morning. God bless you, and thank you so much for the introduction. I want to say good morning, Otis family. Good morning and happy Thursday. We praise God this morning for this beautiful morning that we woke up again in the land of the living. Thank you, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, for your tag this morning, trusting in the Lord. Thursday and your prayer. We thank you so much. We thank you, Minister Willa, again for that introduction. I have to pay you later, but thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Also, Lord, I'm just so much smile in my heart and smile in my face that we praise God for the two beautiful founders of this master's called Dr. P.K. Robert Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for their vision and leadership for the last 6+ years. Oh, is that a long time, Lord Jesus? Some people say 60 days, 6 years. Oh, I love the both of them so much. They are definitely winners of sharing information. And if you understand, I tell you, I can't miss this call. I miss a call. It's a void. Something's empty. Because I share with my team, what are y'all doing in the morning that y'all can't get on and get a word from the Lord? You got to be connected to go outside in this world today. You have to stay connected. If not, you'll get disconnected. But my subject and my topic today, how to secure your fellowship with God. Oh, how can we secure our fellowship with God? Do we understand that part? I'm reading from Psalm 15, 1 through 5. But before I go there, I could just be shouting all over this land, shouting all over this place, because God is good, and I thank God for my brother and his wife on this call this morning. You know, ever since he's been in that situation, I have tugged him in, because I just, you know, I love my brother, and I just want him to be, you know, listening to this this information going forward. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you there are no limits to when you come to us. You still come hearing us every day. When we come to behold and beloved you, help us to focus the eyes on our hearts on you today, that we take your presence with us everywhere we go. We love you, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. That's where I said, how do you secure your fellowship with God? So lean free from songs, and if you have your Bibles, we want to go there. First 1 through 5, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walks upright and works righteousness, speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbitten, not with the tongue, nor does evil to his neighbors, nor take up a reproach of against a, of his neighbor, in whose eyes is the vital person content, but the honor of them that fear that Lord. He that swears to his own hurt changes not. He that putteth not out his money to urine or take rewards against innocent, he that does these things shall never be moved. But I'm coming by you this morning, I said, seeking the Lord, seek the entrance of the sanctuary, seek the dwelling of his presence. Oh, God has been good to me. He's been good to all of us. We got to understand, and I so think about what we have with Artist Life. It has been real. I mean, I certainly thank God for touching so many people's lives with these products if they only hear. Because I always say, if you're not connected, you can't hear me. You're not connected. You know how you get disconnected? You're not connected to the Lord. You can't hear what I'm saying because I'm trying to share something with you. They're going to get you healthy. So we thank God for that. How secure is your fellowship with God? In nearly every society around the world, access to important people is restricted closely. God and the government leaders, kings, prime ministers, president, governor, live in a mansion that are closer to putting carefully protected. In many cases, security guards surround the leaders wherever they go. Oh, yes, I know that how well they would back you up. And I just want to say I was at a court. I went to a judge with nothing but judges, and I couldn't get in. I was there, but the guard said, no. When I had the Honorable Peoples came out, she asked the security, what is the problem? She said, Miss Cox, oh, no, let her in. Oh, well, they are changed about your people. They like, oh, Miss Cox, come right on in. I was like, I had to smile. I smile from ear to ear every time I think about it. You know, so when you're with the elected official, you are, you pretty much protected. You know, there's someone around you all the time so that they, you know, arms don't get in the way. But there is something you have to really think about. And, you know, I said sometimes they said, you outside, but I said I don't make the money they make. So, you know, hey, God is protecting me, so that's why I'm so I'm secure in the way I am. Only after carefully scrutinize or select a few brand the artists with them. You can't just be with them. It's just amazing how that works. But, you know, they have to be because sometimes some people don't think good about them and, you know, people can hurt you. So you have to always be protected in that public eye. The greatest God of the universe, however, has an open door policy. Because of the shed of the blood of Jesus, we as we believers can freely approach God's holy throne. Not only invited, but be encouraged to be boldly before him. For everything we need, in Hebrews 4, you can read that 4 and 16, says, amazing, the Lord wants to personally involve each of our lives. In fact, the yearning for us to live closer to commune with him. Surely, Lord's heart is pained when we do not desire the same closeness, fellowship with him. When we neglect to acknowledge his presence, we live in such a way that scratches his presence. So sometimes, that's why I was saying, I was so grateful that I had one of our artist family members, Reverend Holmes, he's doing a Bible study. And you know, we are busy, we're doing this, that, but, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, everybody should be coming down or settling down pretty much. I understand that the fellowship of God is dependent on your obedience in prayer, Bible study, and reading. Fellowship of God makes your joy complete. So I started to get on the call because, well, he had been doing a while, but, you know, life and things gets in the way. And as I 9/11 happened, I think I looked back at him. He signed up for 9/11 before 9/11, but things happened and I wasn't on the call. So reconnected and I started to get on the call because you never get enough of God's words. You never get the Bible is powerful. If you take that up and read it, I used to read the Bible every year. Every year I thought I'd read the Bible, but sometime when it's breaking down by it's broken down, then you get to understand it more and you engage it. So that's why I was so grateful to get back on the call. And I take my time. I said, Lord, you know, they said, oh, you're on the call. I love being on the call. But the calls, some things you don't know everything. You need to learn something. So I come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time needed. We need. Many scholars believe that David wrote Psalm 15 to celebrate the bringing of the Ark of Covenant to the Tabernacle of Jerusalem. It is very similar to Psalm 24. What was written was the occasion the Ark of Covenant to represent God present among the people of Israel. The mercy seat of the Ark was precisely the spot where God's presence dwelt. The Psalms teach us how to live daily God's Holy Spirit in close relationship with Him. The Psalms instruct that songs examine. Some commentary thinks it was sung by the Jews as they journeyed to Jerusalem up in the mountains of the Lord to offer sacrifice and worship to the tabernacle. This is how the security fellowship with God, seeking the Lord. Oh, God, we seek the Lord. Seeking the Lord into his tabernacle, seeking him and dwelling in his presence. That's very, very important to all of us. We have to seek the Lord. We might be busy, but we have to stop and think that we need to seek him. I know I do. I can't say about everybody, I need Lord. I need him every day because there is things coming at you all kinds of ways here in New York. I guess anyway, we are more into a lot of the things here. We're busy all the time, but God is even busier. So I had to begin to think about what's happened to me. I was speaking with Dr. P.K. Patton, and I was so surprised that they called me. They sent me a text that I have a car loan. And I was like, oh, Jesus, because I said, when you start to see God, you start, God works for you when you believe. Now, he is in the mix. I call it in the mix. As seeking the Lord, David asked two simple but incisive questions of the Lord. Who can enter the Lord's sanctuary? Who can dwell in his holy presence? These were empty words spoken to impress the Lord, but rather sincere questions asked for the specific purpose. David, this prayer alone, keep deep experience with God. He wants to be closer to the Lord as possible. Amen? We need to be closer. Picture him standing on the palace balcony, grazing at the mountain to the tabernacle where the priests served the Lord. Every day we live and work in a holy atmosphere. David yearned to know that the joyful scarce experience himself. Seeking him to enter into the sanctuary, Lord, the tabernacle of the sanctuary was centered on Jew worshiping. It is representing God present among the people is born in the schedule. However, the priests only were allowed to come and go to the Lord's house to seek them daily. David was the king. He did not have the privilege to the right interest. He fully understood the sacrifice of God's commandment. Regardless of the tabernacle, the Ark of Covenant, which was set in the holy wholeness, a veil separated him, and many regard his tabernacle. The Ark of Covenant, which was set in the holy holiness, a veil. Lord God is good. I always say, I love to say God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. God is good all the time, not sometimes. He's good all the time. We thank him. We praise him. We love and we adore him. Where the presence of dwell in that only once a year, the annual Day of Atonement. The holy structure of the law that the governor operates taught important lessons of individual relationship with the Lord. David longed to live. Oh, God, good. David longed to live beyond the veil. In the very presence of God, he asked the Lord that required for a experience with him. I come by to say to you this morning, Lord, I understand the fellowship. And God depends on our obedience in prayer and the Bible reading. Let us be mindful to seek the Lord every day, not sometimes. Every day, God is good. So, closing, this life of eternal, that they might know that the Lord and the true God, Jesus Christ, whom has In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Willow.
Well, thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that rich word, and I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning eternally grateful for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you so much for waking us up this morning in our right minds with full activity of our limbs. We ask, O God, that you bless Minister Cynthia in a special way, that you continue to use her mightily in all areas of her life. Father, that you rain down favor upon her and you put the Psalm 91 protection all around her. Lord, we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, that we might be and look like you. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Oh, God, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Lord, will you please bless them in a special way? Continue to be with Mama Josie, Lord. Continue to strengthen her and strengthen Dr. Vanessa as she cares for her and do all that she needs to do. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Patton and her new wonderful life that she has. Now, Lord, we ask that you just continue to bless it, that you continue to shower them with your love in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our family members who have joined us. We continue to lift up our dear sister Kendra Carter. Lord, we know that everything or every disease has to bow to you. Father, we thank you for the hope and the strength that she has in you. We thank you, O Lord, for touching Minister Cynthia's brother Garner and his lovely wife. Father, we ask, O God, that you do what only you can do, because you said that we shall live, and that, Lord, that you want us to live and have life and that more abundantly. We pray for Mama Jessie, Lord, Brumfield, Lord, that you continue to encourage and strengthen her. And, Lord, we lift up each and every person, Lord, who is experiencing some kind of ailment in their bodies. Lord, Minister Robin, after the root canal, Lord, we just thank you that she got some rest and that she is back doing what you have purposed us to do her to do. Continue to strengthen her and comfort her. Father, we lift up those whose loved ones have gone on to be with you, the families of them. Lord, we ask that you provide the comfort that only you can give. And Father, we know your word tells us that you would provide for all our needs. So whatever the need is, Lord, whether it be emotionally, physically, financially, whatever it is, Lord, we're trusting you with all our hearts. We're not leaning on our own understanding, because we know, Lord, that you are God and direct our ways. So we give you praise this morning and we call it done. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, I just thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I know that you are going to want to go back and hear the playback of today's message. And Lord have mercy, I did not bring my glasses down here to my office with me, but I'm going to try to see this number by the name of Jesus so that you can get on the playback. The number is 712-435-1085, and the PAN code is 957677#. Again, that's 712-435-1085. And the PAN code is 957677#. And remember, the new morning motivational call immediately following this call is 712-770-4005. The PAN code is 294617#. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PAN code is 294617#. Remember the Artist Life Extravaganza Conference that is coming up in Las Vegas, Nevada. There's still time to register for that. And it's from September 22nd, again, September 22nd through September 24th at the Monte Carlo Hotel. And you are going to want to be there. In addition, there will be Sunday morning service by our own Pastor LaVonya Lewis. So we thank you for joining us this morning. I believe I have given all the announcements, and so I will now call our Minister Cynthia back to give us our closing benediction. As I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you know I just love, 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 love me some you. So So go out and have a blessed day. Minister Cynthia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Let me say, for you, oh Lord, I lift my soul for you, Lord, a good and ready to forgive in abundance and every mercy to those who care, call on you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Go out and have a beautiful day. God bless everyone.